Welcome to Choices. This is Judy Mario. This program is brought to you by Turning Point International, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. Turning Point International is a publisher of self-help books and also a training company offering courses in self-help. Today, we are discussing exploring your possibilities. Without leaps of imagination or dreaming, we lose the excitement of possibilities. Dreaming, after all, is a form of planning. That was said by feminist leader and author Gloria Steinem. So let's take a look at that. Dreaming is a form of planning. Well, every year on New Year's Eve, people write down their resolutions for the year ahead. And before the year is half over, they've usually forgotten all about them. Then next year, they list the same things they didn't achieve the year before. I believe they do this because they haven't attached their goals to a purpose. Many of us make resolutions pertaining to our weight. Year after year, we write down the goal for our weight loss or our weight gain, and we don't do anything about it. We don't, we try. We make an effort in the beginning, and then we just kind of give up when we don't see big results. And then what happens is the 20-year high school reunion comes up, and that's the year we lose or gain the amount of weight that we feel like we need to lose or gain. Why? We achieve our goal because we have a purpose. When we have a purpose, it makes it easier to achieve the goal. When we lose the weight, it's because we want everyone to say we still look as good as we did back in high school. Or maybe we want a man to see what a mistake he made by choosing another girl over us. When I was in high school, there was this team captain, Richard, and I had this big crush on Richard, the football team captain, and I really wanted to go out with him. And he did invite me out for the homecoming dance, and I was so excited about it. And during the homecoming game, I was there, and this other guy, Bill, came over, and Bill said, "Richard asked me to drive you over to the dance." So Bill drove me over to the dance, and we got to the dance, and then Richard came by, and he did dance with me a couple times, but basically he kind of ignored me. And then Bill ended up spending more and more and more time with me, and then finally Bill said, "I'm supposed to take you home." And I couldn't figure out what on earth was going on, and Richard had disappeared, and Bill was taking me home. And on the way home, Bill told me that Richard had actually paid him $10 to take me off of his hands. I was devastated. I have to tell you, it was a very unhappy, uncomfortable situation. And for years, it really, really bothered me. In fact, when the 20-year high school reunion came up, it was still there in the back of my mind, and that's when I lost the weight I wanted to lose because I wanted to go there to the 20-year reunion and have Richard or Bill or both of them see how gorgeous I was and what a horrible thing they had done to my self-esteem with one of them paying the other the $10 to take me off his hands back there at the homecoming dance. But that was a purpose. And that's the thing. Sometimes we just need a purpose in order to make our resolutions come true. People who give up halfway through the year usually haven't decided where they really want to go, or they haven't looked at all the possible ways there are to get where they want to go. Basically, what most of us do is we just make a wish list. And these are the same people that later on in life we hear them saying, "I wish I'd done this," or "I regret that I didn't do that. I could have been more, I should have done more, if only I had have." We want to live our life so that we never have to look back with regrets. We want to look right now and say, what kind of steps can we take toward finding what I love to do and doing it? What path are you going to take? And how will you know that that path is the best choice? Well, one of the things we can do is brainstorm. Brainstorming is a technique that we use to examine all the possibilities and potential solutions without making judgments about any of those possibilities and actually sticking with it until we have exhausted all of our options. Dr. Alex Osborne, the originator of the brainstorming technique and co-founder of what was one of the world's largest advertising agencies in the 1960s, Batten, Barton, Durston and Osborne, and he was also the founder of the Creative Education Foundation, he described this method of thinking as organized ideation. He believed that when you drive for new ideas, you shouldn't drive with your brakes on. You should just explore. His method proved to be so effective that many top companies and organizations around the world still use it today, brainstorming. If it's good enough for them, I certainly believe it's good enough for us. Whether you choose this technique and do it by yourself or whether you do it with other people, there are some rules that you should probably follow. The first one is to remember that quantity of ideas is more important than quality of ideas. Write down ideas, lots of ideas, about what you think you would or could love to do, have, or be in your life. The more ideas we have, the better our chances are of finding what we want. All ideas are welcome. The more ideas you have, the better your chance of finding what you want. No idea is too outrageous. Right now, you are looking for possibilities. If you think you might like to be an astronaut, write that down. Would you like to live in a castle in Germany? Well, write it down. Would you like to go back to school? Find the perfect partner. It doesn't matter what you write down as long as you think you might really love to do it. You might really love to become it, or you might really love to have it. It's okay to be a bit out there. Remember, no idea is too outrageous. You can be out there. You might list things like take belly dancing lessons, go on an elephant bat safari through the Okavango Swamp, dive the Great Barrier Reef, start your own business, marry the boss, climb Mount Fujiyama, work overseas for a year to gain international experience, hang out in a coffee shop in the shadow of the Eiffel Tower. So you just list anything and everything you think you might want. And then the following day, you get the list out and you add to it. Do this for several days, and you will be amazed at the number of possibilities you'll come up with. When you have all the options you can possibly think of, ask yourself some creativity questions and write down your answers on a separate piece of paper. Apply these questions to every possibility you have listed. Some questions you might ask are things like, what activities or goals can I combine to get a better outcome? How can I rearrange my schedule? Or how can I rearrange my finances? Can I do more of something or less of something? What can I adapt, modify, or do differently? What if I give up something or add something? Can I do the opposite of what I've been doing? Again, remember not to make judgments. Just write down your ideas. Many of your ideas will be wild and crazy and maybe even things you can't use. That's okay. Somewhere in there, there'll be a great idea that you can use. Now remember, and this is the second rule, criticism is not allowed. Criticism is negative and it kills ideas. So when you're brainstorming, you don't want to have any negativity. You don't want to criticize any idea, whether it's yours or someone else's. You just want to keep throwing ideas out there. Creating the idea and evaluating the idea are two totally different things. At this stage, you are simply creating ideas. Don't say anything negative to yourself, and don't say anything negative to others. Stop anyone who begins to evaluate. Stop anyone who is negative or critical. Explain you are not in the evaluation phase yet. Now, once you have a lot of ideas, look them over, think about them, and ask yourself, is this workable, practical, financially feasible? If your answers are no, then ask yourself, could it be made to be workable or practical? Is there a less expensive way to do it? Eliminate any options you are absolutely positive won't work. Now you are in the evaluation phase. This is after you've finished with the brainstorming phase. After you've decided which ideas you're going to keep, rewrite them on a separate sheet of paper. Put the new list away and think about your ideas for a couple of days. When you take out the paper again, write the positives and negatives of each idea listed. Some of your ideas will have so many negatives they will practically eliminate themselves. What you'll have left are a couple of good ideas which have been thoroughly evaluated. you can now make a safe, sound decision as to which of these ideas you're going to use and how to combine them to get the results you want. If you use this technique, you will find more possibilities than you imagine, and your ultimate decision will be much more exciting and effective than if you had just gone on with your first option. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices Radio. Program being brought to you today by Turning Point International in Las Vegas. Now, listeners, we want to be sure that we cover the subjects that you want to hear, so feel free to email me at judy@judymorio.com. That's judy@judymorio.com. Thank you for being with us. Remember, the secret to getting what you love is to believe it's possible. But how do you believe it's possible if you're unsure? First, you have to find out everything you can about what it is you want to try. Do your research. Find out what parts might be easy or what might be hard, what might be good, what might be bad. And the more you find out, the more uncertainty you'll eliminate. This will help to alleviate your fears. If you are still unsure, sit down and figure out what it is about your ideas and goals that makes you hesitate. Do you feel like you just don't have the education or the skills necessary? Do you feel that you lack the interpersonal skills to get along with people? Maybe you feel you don't have the work experience, the time, the money, the energy, or the resources. Let's face it, the only thing that's really holding you back is the fear of failure. And believe me, we all suffer from it at one time or another. We all have thoughts like, oh, I couldn't do that. I might fail, and then where would I be? Look what I will have given up to try something new. And if I fail, I'll have nothing. I won't be able to support my family, myself, or pay my bills. And besides, what will people think? Sound familiar? Let me assure you, you have nothing to fear. You can be, do, and have anything in life that you want. What do you dream about? A great relationship? A bigger house in a better neighborhood? A luxurious vacation each year? A job that's fulfilling? A new car? It's all within your reach, no matter what your situation is now. When we have a fear of failure, we are putting our energy into failing. We become what we think about. So, if fear of failure is always in our minds, what are we most likely to attract into our lives? You guessed it, failure. We're concentrating on failure and therefore directing our subconscious mind to make us fail. When we think about our failures on a daily basis, we are simply rehearsing our upcoming results. Do you often find yourself thinking, I can't do it because I'm not smart enough, attractive enough, educated enough, or thin enough? Do you concentrate on the things you don't have or can't do, such as I don't read music, speak another language, drive a car, or know how to golf? Negative, negative, negative. I can't, I'm not, I don't. You've rehearsed this stuff so long, you might as well go ahead and finish the line. Everybody hates me, nobody likes me, I'm going to eat some worms and die. Remember when we used to do that as children? At some point, you need to stop worrying about what people think and just get on with it. Accept the responsibility of your own success and be determined to move forward from this point. This is the reason that I wrote the book, You Are More Than Enough, Every Woman's Guide to Purpose, Passion, and Power, so that you will start accepting the responsibility for your own success and be determined to move forward. When I was a young girl, my mom pointed out something to me. She said, there's absolutely nothing wrong with failure. She said, remember when you were learning to walk when you were just a little child and you would fall down? She said, we never said to you, all right, you had one chance, you fell down, stay there. You can't get up. She said, we always said, get back up, and we encouraged you. We got you to try again, to walk a little further, to take another step. And you'd try, and then you'd fall down, and you'd get back up, and then you'd fall down again. Well, there's nothing in the rule book of life that says you get one chance and only one. Persistence is, in fact, one of the attributes of most successful people. Persistence means to go on resolutely in spite of opposition. It means to go back and be willing to change things, to be willing to modify. You can decide what you want and then go after it. and you can modify the process until you get the results you want. If you keep doing the same old thing in the same old way, you'll keep getting the same old result. If you want a new result, you must do something differently. You are listening to Choices with Judy Mario, brought to you by Turning Point International, the training and development company in Las Vegas, Nevada. Most of us have been taught we should be concerned about what others think about us. And we've also been taught we should seek approval for all we do. Sometimes we hear a little voice in our heads yelling, if you fail, you'll look like a fool. If you fail, you'll look like a fool. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that voice. Huh, when I was in high school, I wouldn't try out to be a cheerleader because I was afraid I wouldn't be as good as the other girls and I wouldn't be selected and then people would laugh at me. There it was, my fear of failure. In my mind, it was like I knew I couldn't be selected, that nobody would vote for me. And the sad part is that with my energy and my enthusiasm, I'd be a great cheerleader. Would my life have been different if I had been a cheerleader? I'll never know because I was too afraid to try. I bet you can look back at your life and remember times when you were too afraid to try. We've all wondered about how our lives might be different now if we'd taken a few more chances instead of succumbing to the fear of failure. And what's wrong with failure anyway? Why do we let it stop us from achieving and having and doing the things that we want? Failure just means that you've discovered one more way that doesn't work. Thomas Edison worked for more than a year and a half to create a better, longer-lasting light bulb that could be used in the mainstream application. And during that time, he found 9,999 ways that didn't work. If he hadn't persisted, you might be sitting in the dark right now. If you try and you still don't get the result you want, it simply means you were willing to risk. It might take you a little longer than you expected. Maybe it means that your goal was unreasonable or that you have to do something differently next time. What it's telling you is you have an opportunity to start something new which is more suited to you. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just overcome this fear of failure? We know there's always a chance we'll fail, so why do we worry about it? Everyone has the same chance of failure as we do. We're not the exception to the rule, but we'll never succeed unless we try. Life is an experiment. You try one thing and it works, you try another. It doesn't work. Instead of letting it paralyze you, do some self-analysis. What went right? What went wrong? What went right that could have gone wrong? What other possibilities are there? Then do something differently. Be deliberate and take reasonable risks. Break down the process into smaller, more manageable steps. Put the proper effort into achieving your goals and go after what you want. Keep on trying until you get the desired result. When you have a goal, a dream, or you see an opportunity you need help to get what you want, let someone know. People will help you if you ask them. If they don't know what you want, they may give it to someone else. Be clear. Don't just drop hints. Other people can't read your mind. They don't know what you dream about or what you'd like to become. Ask for help and accept it when somebody offers. Giving up makes it easier and more acceptable to decide to give up again. So if you want something, don't give up. Go after it. Ask people to help you. When you give up, you damage your self-respect. Your heart doesn't listen to the excuses for quitting which are created by your mind. Your heart knows that when you quit, when you give up, a little piece of your self-esteem dies each time until nothing is left. When you want something and you go after it, even if you don't get it, you will have at least made the effort and knowing you've done something will boost your self-respect. The biggest regret people ever have is that they didn't go after what they wanted, that they were held back because of some fear that they had. You don't want to wake up one day and discover you could have had something, achieved a goal, or done something significant, but didn't even try because you were tempted or believed you would fail. If you make the effort, you may just surprise yourself with what you're able to do. One day, my father was trying to encourage my brother to finish a project. And I heard him say to my brother, "You're very smart. You can solve this. Don't give up." And then my brother whined, "But I just can't get it." And my dad responded to my brother with one of his familiar lectures, "Son, the people we remember are those who didn't give up. Abraham Lincoln faced one failure after another and still became president of the United States. Thomas Edison worked tirelessly to create a better light bulb. Winston Churchill never gave up either. And remember Bill Roberts?" After thinking for a minute, my brother said, "Who was Bill Roberts?" And my dad said, "You never heard of him? Well, that's because he gave up." Point made, huh? If you're going to be successful, you must change your negative thoughts to positive thoughts. If you think something might be impossible, ask yourself these questions. What can be changed or done to make it possible? How can I be better tomorrow? If it was possible, where would I start? Who can help me make this a reality? How can I do this differently in order to get the result I want? What is the absolute worst possible thing that can happen if I try? And can I live with that? If you are prepared to live with the worst that can happen, you'll be able to take the risk and handle the really big challenges. What most people don't realize is that achieving 100% of their goals is not a requirement. Even if you don't achieve everything, you'll still be out in front of where you were. It is a fact that goals, whether they are totally achieved or not, still constructively change your life. To try to do something really big and fail could be the best thing that ever happened to you. A wise philosopher once said, "It is far better to try mighty things and fail than to try nothing and succeed." Some people subscribe to the belief that there is no such thing as try. You either do the deed or you don't. They probably got that from a movie. I disagree with that. I think of the word try as an acronym meaning to respect yourself. If you don't try, you won't respect yourself. To try means you respected yourself enough to put forth some effort toward your desired result. When you do that, you will also gain the respect of others. If we make the effort and for some reason we don't meet our goals the first time, it doesn't mean we are a failure. Failure is when we give up the effort, when we stop trying. Failure is also when we don't make the effort to be all we can be. And I once heard a slogan that stuck in my mind, and you might want to write it down and post it somewhere that you can see it often. It goes like this. "It matters not if you try and fail, and fail and try again. But it matters much if you try and fail to try again." I'm going to say it again, just in case you're writing it down and you miss some of it. "It matters not if you try and fail and try again. But it matters much if you try and fail to try again." While in junior high school, my sister wanted to be a high jumper, and she was pretty good. She jumped as high as she thought she could. However, she would never raise the bar above a certain level because she thought that was her limit. And one day her coach told her she would never know how high she could jump unless she kept raising the bar. So he raised the bar. She jumped and knocked it down. He raised the bar. She jumped and knocked it down over and over and over again. She was very discouraged and came home crying, and my mom told her to sit down, close her eyes, and see herself jumping over that bar with room to spare. My mom made her practice visualization over and over. That means seeing it in your mind, seeing that you can do it. And the next time the coach raised the bar, she jumped and ultimately cleared that bar, with some room to spare, by the way. How will we know how far we can go if we don't keep raising the bar until we know that we absolutely can go no further? Close your eyes. See yourself doing whatever it is you want to do. See how far you can go. See how far you can go. Don't throw away your ideas and dreams because you're afraid of yourself or because you're afraid somebody's going to laugh at you. Don't throw away your ideas and dreams because you feel that you just can't do it. If you have a dream, if you have an idea, you must visualize yourself doing it. You must practice doing it. You must go back and try and try again. Remember, try to respect yourself. Try is the acronym for to respect yourself. Don't you believe that movie that says there is no try, you only do or you don't? Go ahead and try. Make the effort, because when we make the effort, that's when we succeed. That's when things go right. This is Judy Mario, and you are listening to Choices. You can learn more about me and the products I offer, self-help products such as books. I publish the Life Choices book series together with Turning Point International out of Las Vegas, Nevada. We have 4 books in the series now, and we are coming out with the 5th one very, very soon. I also have recently published the book Overcoming Cancer, A Journey of Faith, and that's my story about how I went through cancer and got to the other side. Also, there's my self-esteem, self-help book, award-winning, You Are More Than Enough, Every Woman's Guide to Purpose, Passion, and Power, and its matching achievement journal. You can find all of these products, which can help make your life even more successful, at www.judimoreo.com. That's JudiMoreo.com. Thank you for joining me today as we talked about how you should explore your possibilities so that you can always know that you are more than enough.